Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you're joining us for another Bible study together, as we're in the first book of the Bible, and we're considering the first appearance of rejection, and how rejection came into the world, and how rejection has impacted all of humanity. Every one of us have experienced it, every one of us do not like it, and every one of us long for acceptance. We long to be loved, for that's what acceptance is. Acceptance is love, and how we all need love. And there's only one source of love, and that is the eternal God himself. He is the only source of love. As we read over in the Gospel of John, 1 John, in front of the book of Revelation, we see that the Word of God's very clear and very plain. In 1 John chapter 4, we read, Beloved, let us, that's verse 7, 1 John 4, 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this word love is agape. It is a love that is not based on emotion. It's not based on sight. It's not based on how we feel. It's based on an act of the will, where God in his great agape love chose to draw mankind unto himself before the foundation of the world. He knew man would fall into sin. He knew how Satan would act and react. And so it was in God's divine plan that Christ Jesus would die for the sins of the world, to make known the love of God in a way that would be a revelation of who God is, and a revelation of his love for mankind, and his desire for man to love him of his own free will. And thus we see God is love. And that's why man needs love, because he was created with that vacuum within his spirit, that emptiness within his spirit that only God in his love can fill to overflowing. Well, we see here in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4 and 5 that the serpent tempted Eve. We saw last time that she was beguiled and deceived by Satan, and she gave to her husband with her. And when we do wrong, we want somebody else to participate. And Adam himself reached out, knowing that he was breaking God's law, knowing that he was rejecting what God had spoken and said. He deliberately sinned by rejecting the Word of God and doing what God said not to do. And thus Romans 5:12 tells us, Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And we see the results of man's sin here in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 22. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, that is, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. And the Lord God never finished the sentence. It was too horrible, too terrible, to consider if man would live forever in his body of sin, and there would be no deliverance, there would be no escape, but forever would live with cancer, forever live with a depraved mind, forever live with a lust eating away at his inner being and driving him to do things that are despicable and things that are not even worthy of discussion. Oh, how sin warps and twists and distorts man to do unthinkable things that even an animal would not do. The horrible things that sin does to mankind, all because of his rejection of Almighty God, his rejection of God's Word, his rejection of God's way. And thus we see God's in love must eject man from the Garden of Eden, lest he take of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful state, in a condition of death. And so God in mercy, verse 23, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man. He drove out Adam and Eve. We were removed, Adam and Eve were removed from the garden, and it was an act of love on the part of God, but it was a rejection from allowing them to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's part of the definition of reject, is to eject someone, to put them out. Sometimes young people are ejected from school. They're ejected from college. They're put out because they've broken the rules and they violated the requirements, and they are put out. And so God ejected Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden in an act of love, in an act of mercy, lest man eat of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful, wretched condition. And thus he drove man out of the garden, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life, so that no man might be able to get to it and to eat of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. An act of mercy on the part of God. And thus we see the cycle of rejection begins. The second appearance of rejection is found in Genesis chapter 4. And beginning with verse 3, we see, "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground." Well, let's read verse 1. "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and by knowing her," it's in reference to the marriage relationship, the sexual union of a man and his wife, "and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground." Now remember, the ground has been cursed. The ground was cursed for man's sake. Because of man's sin, the ground was cursed. And thus we read in verse 17 of Genesis 3, "Unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Speaking of the body, and the curse that was placed upon the earth. And so we see the results of rejection, beloved. The whole creation has suffered because of man's rejection of God's word. But there's more. The consequences are even more. Remember, there's a law of God that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Remember, you reap what you sow. And remember, you reap more than you sow. And remember, you reap later than you sow. Remember the consequences of rebelling against God. But on the other side of the coin, if you walk in obedience to God, if you obey His word, you reap glorious benefits and blessings, beloved. And so we see Adam and Eve had instructed their sons, no doubt, in the sacrifice that was made by God killing an innocent animal and covering them with coats of skins. And so they decide they will bring an offering to the Lord God. Verse 3, in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Now Cain's bringing an offering. It seems that he was the first one to bring an offering to the Lord. He set the example, but he set the wrong example, because he brought of that which was cursed unto God. There was no way that God could accept that sacrifice, that offering that had been cursed already and came from that which was cursed. God is holy. God is righteous. God is just. God is pure. And only an acceptable sacrifice can God accept. Verse 4, and Abel he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect to Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now why did God accept Abel's sacrifice and reject Cain's? Well, we've already touched on it, that Cain was offering that which was under the curse, and there was no way that God could accept it. God must reject that sacrifice because it's under the curse. And what is the result of rejection? It brings hostility, it brings frustration, it brings anger, and it causes resentment. Notice verse 5, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The results of rejection. Till next time, goodbye.